This is what all creation should be crying out. For love so loved the world. I said, for love, for God, John 3:16, so loved the world. Or you could say, for love so loved the world. Amen. We're going to be coming as far as our message today. That is the title. And we're going to be coming out of starting Luke chapter 1. For those of you that have the Bible, have your Bible. I want to thank God for our awesome media team. This is our first live stream of our video updates. And we got some a newcomer back there, Jordan, helping us out in the media team. And Kelsey directing and Rowan running the camera. So we got some awesome ministry of helps going forth. And that's what it takes. It ain't a one-man show. It's all of us coming together and doing our part, whatever that might be. So I want to thank them, giving them kudos today. Amen. Doing an awesome job. You know, my pastor always told me that the sound man's job is to make the guy that's singing or the person singing sound good. Amen. Make us sound good. Because, see, they give us the nice little tweaks and make sure we're not squealing or all this other stuff. So all God needs is a voice. He needs our voice to change somebody's life. So Luke 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God, say from God, to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin, say virgin, engaged to, I might change some of these words, she was engaged to Joseph, a man, a woman was engaged to a man, amen, can I get an amen? Amen. That's God's plan, is for a woman and a man to be engaged, come together, get married, and have children. Well, Mary was a virgin, and she was engaged to Joseph of the house of David, and her name was Mary. And the angel came into her and said, Hail, that's H-A-I-L. Hail, you are light, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. It pays if God's with you. God's not with everybody. He's around them, but he was with. He's there. In other words, he's on board with you. He's with you. When you say what God says, he's with you. Because he can't lie. He comes for his word to manifest and show himself mightily what he has said. Has God said? Mary knew what God had said, and she believed it. Enough that God sent an angel. I said, God sent an angel. Yes. He's still sending angels. They're in this room right now. They have been commissioned by God Almighty to watch over us, to protect us. We're his children. And we're protected. We're not supposed to live in fear. We're supposed to live and operate in faith, knowing they are there to help us along life's journey, that we come to a long, satisfied life on this earth, a long time, 80, 120 years. Amen? Amen. That's the time frame we can hit. That's our goal that we shoot for. And the angel came to her and said, You are blessed among women. And when Mary saw the angel, she was troubled. If somebody's telling you they saw an angel and they're just like, it wasn't nothing, I wouldn't be too concerned about that. Don't put too much confidence in what they saw. When you see God's angels, you're going to fall down. You're going to be in awe. It's a reverential fear, man. This was an awesome being that appeared to her. And she was troubled. She hadn't seen this before. Amen. She was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this is. And the angel said to her, I love this, God will always get rid of fear. Perfected love, for love so loved the world, perfected love cast out fear. It don't bring fear. God's word brings hope. God's word brings a promise that you're going to make it.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
In a troubled world. Man, there was a troubled world back then. Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have tribulations and trouble, but be of good cheer. He has overcome this world system and everything that's evil in it. So we don't have to say, you need this to make this confession. I'm not partaking. I'm not going to partake of the world system, the fear system. I'm not partake. Don't participate. Just because it's around you, that doesn't mean you have to participate.
That's true.
Amen.
Yeah.
Why? Because you're special. You're God's children. And Mary was getting a special message today, over 2,000 years ago. And she said, the angel said, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Found favor. You got to do something to find something. Mary was, she loved, she honored God's word enough that she sought for it every day. She sought to honor God's word, and God saw that the life that she was living. Amen? After him, after his word. She found favor, and the angel said, "Behold, you're going to conceive in your womb." That sounded good. She's engaged. She wants to have children, right? She's with the angel up to this time. "You shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son." Praise God, I'm going to have a son. "And shall call his name Jesus." All right, I don't know if Joseph, if we decided on the name yet, but the angel's saying, "You shall call his name Jesus." Jesus. "He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give him the throne." Mary's kind of, she's really getting perplexed now. This went past to what she was believing. She was believing for children, but man, this angel's just saying something she ain't never heard before. This was going to be the greatest birth that would change all mankind forever. Amen. "And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." You know, your kingdom's got to come to an end if you want to pick up the kingdom of God. In other words, I was ruling my own life one day, and I said, "You know what? I ain't doing too good." I was the king of my own trouble. And I called upon King Jesus, and I left this world system for another, for a kingdom that is not made and is not restricted by what man can do, but it's all about what God has done. It's an awesome system, the kingdom of God. "And there shall be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "Wow, how's this going to happen? Because I ain't married yet. And I know not a man. We ain't come together. We hadn't consummated this marriage yet. I ain't even got married yet, but I'm planning on how's this going to happen?" And the angel answered and said to her. Now, the angel didn't give his opinion of what was going to happen. This angel was sent, this angel was a messenger sent from God with a message. Not his message, God's message. See, an angel is there to bring the message of God. See, that's why Lucifer lost his position. That ain't what God said. And he changed it. And guess what? God changed Lucifer's position. The devil kicked him out of heaven. That ain't the way the kingdom of heaven works, Lucifer. I'm talking about God talking to Lucifer. You're out of here. See, angels don't get a second chance. We're different than angels. They're celestial beings. We're terrestrial beings. But we have the Spirit. We were created by the Spirit of God. We're all spiritual beings in this universe. There's one Spirit, one Lord, one baptism, one faith. Amen. That's what the Word says. And the angel answered and said, "The Holy Ghost." Say Holy Ghost. Holy. Or you can say Holy Spirit. Sometimes when you say Holy Ghost, people get ghost, man. Don't talk about ghost. Ghost, Spirit, they go the same. Hey, I was taught ghost stories that brought fear. Well, I tell you, this Holy Ghost brings faith. I said, the Holy Ghost, all he's got is faith. Amen. And encourage you and give you a word of encouragement from God Almighty. No darkness in God's word. It's all light. I said it's all light. Praise God. I don't know if we might not even make it out of Luke. Help me, Luke. Thank you, Jesus. And the angel said, "The Holy Ghost is going to come upon you, Mary, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Therefore, also that holy thing which shall be, not going to be, it's going, shall be born of you, shall be called the Son of God." Amen. Man, what a salutation. What a message. What a woman of faith. I said, what a woman of faith. God chose her, handpicked her. Why? She was special. Yeah. She believed the word. God just wouldn't come to a woman unless he knew she was going to believe it. Mm-hmm. See, he was looking the whole earth, waiting for Mary. He was watching her grow up as a young child, watching her. And he said, "Behold, your cousin Elizabeth." You know, you need two people of faith to help you in this life journey, at least two good friends that believe have the same testimony that you believe in miracles. Amen. And he told, and the angel said, "And you need to go hang out with your cousin Elizabeth, because she's pregnant too, by the Holy Ghost, by the Word of God. This is a plan that God's put together that no man shall put apart. Jesus is going to be born. And behold, your cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. Who was? Say was. I was dead, but God made me alive. Her womb was dead, but God said, not no more. When the Holy Ghost comes, things can change from death to life. Your checking account might look dead. Speak life. You just gave today. Speak life. Say, it's coming alive. My retirement's looking real good. My 401k, don't watch the ups and downs. Look up. I said, look up. Lord, my 401k is looking down, but I'm looking up. I said, it's looking down, but I'm looking up. Next thing you know, something's going to change. Not only will you be blessed, the other ones that's invested in that 401k, they're going to be blessed. Amen. Look up. Look to your future. Look to the hills which come forth your help. For with God, help me, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, well, let me go see what the pastor said. let me go have a counseling with the pastor. No. Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, I'll help you. Amen, brother. Amen. She said, so be it. Be it according to what? Your word. That was God's word. That wasn't the angel's word. He was just the messenger with a note. And she said, amen, pastor. And the angel departed. Hallelujah. But that wasn't the end. That's just the beginning of the story.
Yeah.
That's just the beginning. Now, I'm going to tell you a little story. Bear with me. It's about a bird. Birds. Bear with me, okay? As I was praying about this, I don't know where it came from, Ron. I was just riding down the road, and I heard the word carrier. I might have been looking at a postal driver, UPS truck, because I'm seeing them on the roads all the time. But the word carrier just leaped out of my heart as I'm praying about today's message. And, you know, this being the year of the Lord wants us to know His will concerning His word. That's going to be a big thing. You're going to hear it all year. What the word of the Lord, what is the word of the Lord saying to us today? We're going to talk about a pigeon. Amen. Don't get lost on me now. We're going to talk about a carrier pigeon, to be a little bit more detailed. A carrier pigeon. Now, I Googled this, so I believe it to be true just because of, you know, I also know some things about World War I, World War II, a little bit. But a true messenger pigeon is a variety of domestic pigeons derived from the wild rock dove. I like that. That sounds like a good Western movie. This pigeon was his history was, we're talking about a wild rock dove compared to a pigeon. Selectively, this rock dove was bred for its ability to find its way home over extremely long distances. Anybody remember a boat and a man named Noah? Can you remember what he set free when he was looking for land? He didn't ask God, what did he do? Well, God probably gave him, said, send out, he probably had a nickname for that dove. I ain't going to say what Noah called him, but you know what? There's a lot of doves. I'm thinking it might have been a rock dove pigeon. But let's say what the Bible says, a dove. Well, you know what that dove? I like a dove as a symbol of love. Yeah, this is Valentine's Day. The rock dove has an infinite homing ability, meaning that it will generally return to its nest where it was born or where it was. This is what I call home. You know, I've got four kids. They're still in the nest. They're still home, but they're finding their way. Amen. They got boyfriends and girlfriends, but one day they will leave their nest. And it's okay for them to come back home, but they're not a pigeon. Amen. They're not pigeons, right? They go start their own home and their own nest. This is for all you watching. Thank you, Jesus. This bird, this rock dove, had flights as long as 1,100 miles. That's a long way, Reed. It takes 300 miles to go to the beach. That's a long way. And they have been recorded, birds, as being competitive in pigeon racing. Their average flying speed, Darius, is 600 miles, distances around 60 miles an hour. That bird's moving, buddy. 600 miles, about 60 miles per hour. Next page, page 2. Flip over here. And because of this skill, long distance, at a good rate of speed, these domesticated pigeons were used to carry messages. Say, carry messages. As messenger pigeons. They're usually referred to as a pigeon post. If used in post service, or a, I like this one, a war pigeon. During the wartime, World War I, World War II. Until the introduction of telephones. Who was that? Graham Bell, am I right? Thank you, Graham Bell, for telephones. We don't have to send the pigeons no more. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. The message is coming. Wait a minute. Here comes Rock Dove right now. We have upgraded to telephones. We got cell phones now. Guys, come on. The birds are sad. You know what? I ain't going to go there. Hush up. I just keep on preaching here. So until the introduction of telephones, homing pigeons were used commercially to deliver communication. Now we got Windstream. See, they're still coming off of the bird, the Windstream. But during World War I and World War II, carrier pigeons were used to transport messages back to the home coop behind the lines. When they landed, wires in the coop would send a bell or a buzzer, and a soldier of the Signal Corps would know a message had arrived. Ding, ding. So he or she would go to the coop, remove the message from the canister, and send it to the destination by telegraph, by field phone, or by a personal messenger. The bird did not translate the message. Come on, guys. Some people are messengers, and they like to change it up and then, you know, pass on the message, but that ain't what was said. Well, this bird, the birds were trustworthy and not change the message, right, Tammy? Can I get a weak amen? Can God trust you? Y'all kind of know a little bit where we're going with this. So a carrier pigeon's job was very dangerous. Nearby enemy soldiers often tried to have skeet, you know, to shoot down pigeons. 12-gauge shotguns. Knowing that the released birds were carrying important messages. Some of these pigeons became quite famous. Told you they had some nicknames. Among the infantrymen they worked for, one pigeon was named the Mocker. He or she flew 52 missions. What have you done for God? I'm just speaking to the general. This bird flew 52 missions behind enemy lines before he was wounded. And after that, another named Cher Ami, A-M-I, lost her foot and her eye. But her message got through. Ain't that a blessing? Saving a large group of surrounded American infantrymen. One bird made a difference in the lives. Amen. So just like the war pigeons, I'm gonna bring this message kind of home now. Amen. I've had y'all out there in the wilderness. You're wondering, where are we going, Lord? We're going around another. Where are we going? We're trying to get to the promised land. I say, sometimes we're going in circles, but God's trying to get us to the promised land if we'll just be obedient listeners. What has he said? God's going to send you a leader. They sent Joshua, who believed. He was the associate pastor under Moses. Moses didn't go into the promised land, but he saw it. I said he saw it. Why? Why did he not go in? Disobedience. He didn't do it the way God said. And God needs leaders going to do what he's going to say. Amen. And I stand before you. I might not hit on all cylinders at all time, but I want to do what God says. Amen. So just like the war pigeons that carried the important messages tied to their bodies, to their destination, home base, and saved many lives, Mary carried the word, Jesus. Mary was a carrier. She carried the word Jesus. Elaine, you might like this. I kind of thought about you when the Lord gave me this. He kind of gave me this in segments, but I'm going to say it all in one time. Mary carried the word Jesus, the message of love, sent down from heaven above. The Spirit also descending in the form of a rock dove. I'll add that to it. Jesus is my rock. I don't know about you. The rock dove to appoint and empower God's Holy One to destroy the works of the devil. For this purpose he was born. Mary was a carrier of the word. What is love? God is love. God loved you and me so much that he sent Jesus. He trusted Mary. Mary honored the word, and God honored Mary, just like we saw in 2 Kings, that he picked her and chose her to carry God's son, to take him behind enemy lines. Man, Mary, you think about the persecution that came. We don't think about this sometimes. She was pregnant, but not by Joseph. Let that word get out. Think about what Joseph said. You know, he didn't know what to do. God had to send an angel to him in a dream to help him, not want to just stone her, whatever the law required. Man, that was wrong. But God had a plan. It had to happen this way. It had to be a virgin birth because Jesus had no sin. He was not conceived. He was conceived by the word of God. Jesus didn't come from Joseph, from his loins. Jesus came from the Father. Amen. From heaven above. Amen. And that dove, and Jesus, when he was born, at the fullest of times, when he was out there and John was baptizing him, Jesus came. And God had gave John a vision. When you see the dove, call that the rock dove. That was the Holy Ghost in the form of a dove. That was the Spirit of God descending from heaven upon Jesus. And God had told John, whom you see this dove land on, that is my son. That is Jesus, and he'll take away the sins of the world. And John had to believe that by faith. And up until that time, until he was baptizing, until Jesus came down, he had never seen that happen. And it only happened one time to one person, Jesus the Messiah. And after that, the rest, Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story. We're going to hit a little bit of it. But I want you to know that love conquers all. For God, love so loved the world. Thank you, Jesus. God honored Mary to carry Jesus because she honored the Word. The Word of the Lord when it was not popular. Come on, guys. Is the Word is getting out here talking about Jesus and talking about how good God is and He's got a plan for all this. That ain't too much of a pop. It wasn't popular in Jesus' day. You know, they mocked Jesus and His disciples. Called them, that's that group, the way group. They're out there talking about Jesus is the way. You know, they talk about the way and he's the truth and he's the life. And if, you know, if all men come to him, they won't have to die, won't have to suffer. You know, we the Abraham guys, we believe in Father Abraham. They wasn't accustomed to this new teaching, this new movement that was called the way. But it didn't change God's plan because it was the truth. God had created Jesus to come and be conceived in Mary's womb and become his son. And to carry, see, that's the main thing. Mary was a carrier of the word. She carried that promise on the inside of her, and that promise that the angel gave her for 9 months. She pondered all these things in her heart. She didn't go out and ask for a lot of counseling. I think she stood with Elizabeth, because Elizabeth, John the Baptist was a miracle birth. But you know what? The hardest part of Mary, knowing that Jesus would be the Savior that would save the sin of all mankind, she knew she was going to have to let her son. She gave birth to, it's God's son, but that's her son too. That she was going to have to, just like Hannah offered Samuel to the Lord, committing, God gave me this child, but I'm going to have to trust God. I'm carrying the message. Mary carried the message, but Jesus had to deliver it. See, Mary didn't deliver the message. She didn't have the message. She just carried the message. But Jesus had to take this message of hope, and he had to go deliver it to a world that wouldn't receive, a lot of the world that wouldn't even receive his testimony. All the ridicule. You know, I look back to David, King David, and everything that he went through, but the Bible says he was a man after God's heart. Just because you have failure and trouble in your life and mess up doesn't mean that you don't have a heart for God and that you can't do things for God. Because that didn't change God's plan toward David. He just had to work it a little bit different sometimes. But what really, and I still pray about this, is, you know, because of David's sin with Bathsheba, the child suffered. Now, our children, we can't pass on our sins to our children now because Jesus came and he broke that curse. That the devil just get in there and just come in and just do anything he wanted to know. Jesus, he broke that barrier. Because my children are blessed. They have the blessing whether I ever serve God or not because of that promise they have. If they'll just believe God. But the Bible also says that you will reap what you sow. So there's a battle that's going on. Do we want to trust God and have the blessing? Or do we want to be disobedient and still be saved but live in the wilderness? Going around in circles. Having our enemies defeat us and wonder why. Well, see, I thought about that. I said, Lord, this is just me. This is me, because you can take from the word. I won't write a book about this, but I'm like, Lord, why did that son? Why couldn't you have healed that son that David and Bathsheba lost? And God could have. He could have, but the Lord showed me some things, and you got to bring this home to you. That child was not accountable for what David and Bathsheba did. God said, be fruitful, multiply. He didn't put no stipulation on in the garden. There was no sin. You come together, husband, wife, you come together, you have children. That child was born because that's God's will. But it's not God's will for a child not to be born and not to live. That's not God's will. So why couldn't that child live? I mean, it's okay to question God, to ask him, because he will give you the wisdom and he will show you things. Now, it's not okay to, when God gives you the answer, do you say, no, that can't be. Don't be like Job. Don't think you know God, but you don't. Amen? Because that'll get you in trouble. I said, that'll get you in trouble. But the Lord showed me this. Just like Jesus, look at Mary. Can you imagine the persecution Mary went through? And then when Jesus was born, they called him a half-breed. All these things that he had to put up with. Think about bullying now. Think about Jesus being bullied in their schools. You a half-breed, man. You got that crazy testimony that you God's son. You know, just think about the things that he probably had to deal with. Think about King David. When you're king, when you're pastor, when you are a leader, the Bible says those that have much more is required. In other words, you're more accountable because when you're the leader, you're not only leading. If you fall, others around you fall. Amen? That's the leader of the home, whatever it may be. So here's King David. And this baby is not looking good after this baby's born. David's fasting. He's praying before the Lord. He wants the child to live. Well, so does God. That child is alive in God right now in heaven. That child's alive. David saw his first son now. David's in heaven. He's with the Lord. But if that child had lived, you've seen what David went through. I mean, David had the child's, had Bathsheba's husband murdered. So David committed adultery. And then he had... her husband killed. That was one of his soldiers, to try to cover up, to make it think like that would be his son and not David's, to try to cover up everything. Well, God's seeing all of this, but his love is still the same for David, but that child doesn't make it. Scenario, if the child had lived, can you imagine what that child would have suffered? Yeah, you're David's son that was born out of wedlock. You know, you had, just, I'm just painting, you know what persecution that child, and he, that child had did no wrong. Can you see some things? We don't need to be God. But God can't cover up our sin. Now, he washed it away with the blood of Jesus. But unless we confess it, we possess it. Right? When you confess your sin, God's faithful just to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Don't hang on to your sin. Amen. When you know you've done it. And that's where David got blessed. What did he do? When the prophet came to David, Nathaniel, right? Was it Nathan? Nathan came to Daniel and looked him in the eye and told him a parable, hoping that David was going to see the error of your way. And David didn't. But David got mad at what happened. And the prophet turned around and said, you're the man. You're the man I'm talking about. God, this is God pointing to David. You're the man. You know you're the man. David could have got lifted up in pride and said, I'm the king of Israel. But no, he didn't. He went to his knees. I said, David went to his knees and he repented before the Lord. Now, the child still didn't live, but David lived. God had chosen David while he was out. God knew David's heart. He knows we're going to mess up, but he's looking at your heart today. For love so loved the world, even though Jesus all the ridicule, all the suffering that he would take. God loved Wayne. God loved me so much that he was going to let Jesus be beaten and stoned and whipped so that you and I could live a blessed life. You want to say, you want to know about love? Some people say God doesn't love. That's when you need to, when they say that, you need to stop them right there. You don't know the God of love. You don't know. You don't have an understanding of love, because God so loved us that he became sin. He sent his son Jesus and let him be crucified and be killed. God gave his life for us.
Yes. Amen.
Jesus is God. The Holy Ghost is God. And love so loved the world that he said, Wayne won't have to pay for his sin. Jesus said, I'm going to pay for it. When it happened in the garden, all about when Adam and Eve sinned, God said, I'm going to provide the sacrifice. He's going to bruise that old devil's head. He's going to send the seed. And the seed would meet the need, amen, of all mankind. Jesus became that seed. Mary was a carrier of the Word of God. So I ask you this question today as we close. Will you be so bold today as Mary was 2,000 years ago and commit to carry, just, you know, we conceal to carry, you know, this conceal to carry. I'm for the Second Amendment. But I tell you what, you're going to need more in these last days than a gun that's loaded. You're going to need the Word of God that's going to explode into somebody's life. And when the devil, you know, when a person stands for you and they got a gun and you don't, you've got the Word, you've got the advantage, you've got the Holy Ghost. If you got Jesus, you got all the power you need, the song says. But you need to release that power. Amen. You got to speak to some things and decree some things and declare some things. I haven't been put in those situations, but if I'm put in there, I'm going to ride. Jesus said, don't think about what you're going to say when they bring you before the cops and the judges because you've done all this stuff for righteousness' sake. Don't pray about what you're going to say. God said, the Holy Ghost, I'll put in your mouth what you'll say. You'll be like a Stephen. You'll stand up and say, though you'll quote the word. It'll come back to you. And next thing you know, they'll want to gnash with your teeth. But Jesus, you look up and say, Jesus is standing up, man. If they, whatever they do to you, you'll be an overcomer by the Holy Ghost, by that anointing, by that power. Amen. That came down and has never left. Jesus said, I'll never leave you. He gave you the Holy Ghost. He's with us today. He's in this room. He's in you. You are a carrier of the Word of God. And I want to speak this to the widows, because I meant to mention this. I guess I need to say it now. We got some widows in this church. If we go back to 2 Kings, you'll see what God did for those widows. If you go back and you read 2 Kings chapter 4, there was a widow woman there, and she had two sons, but she was in debt. This is right here, right before that story we read. They were coming to repossess everything that she had because she was in debt, and her husband had died, but her husband was a servant of the prophets. I say, her husband served God. He was a servant. She was a prophet's wife. And she made a request to God. My husband was a servant of yours. Now behold, in Acts they said, behold their threatenings. Don't go preach no more in the name of Jesus. Well, now she's lost everything she had. Her husband's not there to provide for her no more. But God is there. See, when one source is gone, God's got another plan. So if you're a widow, you have a promise. God is your husband now. And that the prophet came to her and said, what do you have, Sharon? What do you have in your house? They're getting ready to take everything I got, Pastor. What do you have in your house? And I know you got more than a jar of oil. Amen. But what she had, he said, do this. Go borrow a vessel. She had a jar of oil in her house. That's all she had. Oil back then was precious. See, so it's like gasoline today, 8 years ago, $5 a gallon. It was, I don't know what the value was, but she had a jar, and the prophet said, go borrow vessels from your neighbors, anybody you can find, as many as you can carry. Send them boys. The boys went and got the vessels and brought them back. And he said, now take your oil and pour it. And every time she poured, she filled up every empty vessel she had. Why? The prophet said, what you have is enough if you'll trust God and give it to him. In other words, what does the word say to do? Trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. Don't lean to that. How am I going to make it? My husband's gone. He's in heaven now. Well, he's at the right place because he's with Jesus. And Jesus is going to make sure if you'll trust his word, because you serve God, what you have is more than enough to meet your need. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm not saying there's not pain there, because I'm married right now, but I know My wife goes on vacation without me. Very few does she go, very few times. And it's rough. It's rough. But God is enough. And you just got to trust Him. Come together, assemble together. This is where your strength comes from. It comes from sisters that are here to encourage you. But also, you've got a message to keep carrying, the message of hope. I'm going to see him or her again. But until then, I'm going to be blessed. I'm going to give what I got to God, and he's going to multiply it.
Amen.
I said he's going to multiply it. And then she said, after all that happened, the prophet said, now, owe no man nothing but to love him. Forgive your debts. As you forgive your debtors, so what did the law say? He said, now take, pay off all your debts. Go sell that oil and pay off all your debts first. And then live off the rest. Good retirement there, Terry. See, God don't want us to have debts. Remember your vision list? Thank you, Lord. Eliminate my debts. How do you eliminate the debts? Come to oil, sow into the kingdom. See, that oil to me represents the Holy Ghost. You're carrying God on the inside of you. Amen. What you touch, you anoint. Amen. You're blessing things. Lay your hands on people, sick people, and come to be healed in Jesus' name. But lay your hands on your checkbook and confess to that checkbook that God is my source. Money's not going to be a problem. Retirement's not, 401k, not going to be a problem. Amen. I'm speaking to some people that's retiring. Cecil, Lord's speaking to you today. Take what you got. Don't invest it. This don't, you know, but be wise. Ask the Lord. Lord, where should I put this? Where should I put that? And then listen what he tells you to put it. And when he says, sell it, sell it. Come on, guys. When God says, sell it, sell it. Yeah. Make a profit. God's after making profit. He's a Jewish God. Money cometh. Amen. Money comes. Look at the talents. My clock's gone, so see, I'm free now. I don't have no clock on the wall. I won't look at that little white one over there. But God took, remember, he gave the guys talents. To one he gave one, to one he gave two, three, four, five, and then one he gave 10. And he said, now, be a good steward. And when he came back, the one that had 10 had made 10, made a profit. And he said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And he got down to the one. He said, how many of them? He said, Lord, I know you a hard man. You are hard. Your system's hard, Lord. And I took the one you gave me and I buried it so I'd have it when you got back. And he said, you wicked servant. He took what he had. See, this is capitalism. Capitalism is right. You take what the one that was lazy, you take from him and give to the one that's going to be productive out here. That's capitalism. Socialism just takes from anybody. I don't care if you're working or not. We're going to take care of you. That's wrong. That's not God's system. God said, if you don't work, you shouldn't eat. In other words, it's a blessing to work, to provide, to be a blessing. This is what our nation was founded on. To be a blessing. To one thing, to love God. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for this message today. You love us. You for love so loved the world that you gave Jesus, the best that we have ever known. And the best, the Bible, the best is yet to come.
Amen.
It's good right now, but I'm believing that it get gooder. That's bad English, but it's going to get gooder and gooder. He gets sweeter and sweeter. Jesus, he gets sweeter and sweeter. Amen. See, so I didn't get my wife no chocolate candy, but I'm gonna take her out to eat, and I'm going to tell her Jesus is the sweetest thing you can have. Because I shouldn't have chocolate, too, and I know if I buy her, she ain't going to eat it, and I'll end up eating it myself. That's a good excuse, but that ain't right. That's a good excuse, ain't it, Judy? I know if I get you that chocolate, I know you ain't going to eat it because you got that fine vigor, but I know I'll end up eating it. You got to prophesy, right, Terry? Got to prophesy that fine figure. Ron, you're a blessing. God fixes things that's broke. Ron's got some crack broke. He went and got some MRIs, but God's the healer, ain't he, Ron? Lift your hand up there to the Lord. Just receive your healing. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for touching Ron's bones right now, Lord. You said you take the broken things and you make them new. Mend them, Lord. So we just thank you, Lord, remove the pain right now, any pain from this fall. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for mending Ron right now, Lord. He's found the best places underneath your word, underneath your teaching. Been around those that believe in miracles and gifts of healing, Lord. We just thank you right now. He's receiving from heaven today, Lord. That Holy Ghost came down to inhabit the believers. And we thank you right now for that anointing right now, Lord. Lord, any money he's lost going to the doctors, we call it back in right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for touching his body right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for bringing your peace and comfort in Jesus' name. And Father, I minister, I thank you, Lord, for the widows in this church, that, Lord, they are full of the Holy Ghost and power. And I thank you, Lord, this is their hour, Lord. They're full of the Holy Ghost and power. And the Lord says, it's your hour, widows. It's your hours to stand up and proclaim how good God is. That in the midnight hour, you're not going to cry. You're going to stand up and proclaim how good God is. And He is with me. The Lord is with me. You're mighty women of God. You're praying and you're making a difference in this earth. And the Lord says, I'm your head. I'm your covering. And everything's going to be just fine. Everything will just be just fine. Because you serve the divine. You serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Yes.
And everything's going to be just fine. And Father, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for a great year. It might not look great right now, boy. We ain't looking but what we see. We're believing what you say it's going to be. Every day is a good day to praise the Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we have a mission here at our church to bless others. For our partners, we just speak a blessing over all of our partners that we are partners with, Lord. Whatever need they have this year, Lord, let it be met. And we just give you the praise right now. We thank you, Lord, for all the equipment that we're getting here at Word of Faith Worship Center, all of our needs being met, that we're believing that our confession, we're going to bring some possession in, Lord, that we're going to do what you've called us to do. Our houses are coming in. Our lands are coming in. Our vehicles are coming in. Everything that we need, personal things are coming in, Lord, personal things that we're believing you for, because you are too much God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for the people coming into this church, for the lost coming in and getting saved, for the sick coming in and getting healed, for the blind coming in and getting their sight, Lord. This is your church, and we give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. If you're here today, for you're listening by online service and you never made Jesus your Lord, today is your day. The Bible says if you'll believe on the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that He's Lord, and confess with your mouth, the Bible says you'll get born again. You'll be changed on the inside. You got to believe that by faith. You got to believe God is good and He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. And then you keep seeking God, you get in a good church, get baptized in water, get baptized in the Holy Ghost. Let that rock dove come down and fill you with His love and power. And you'll be changed from that hour. All you got to do is say yes to Jesus. If you say yes to Jesus, He'll say yes to you. Because all the promises in God are yes and amen. So we thank you for that, Lord. If you need personal prayer this morning, be glad to agree with you, pray with you.
I got sick about 6 weeks ago, and I haven't come back from it yet. I had a doctor's appointment Wednesday, and Thursday I got not a good report. And I'm going to do more testing over the next couple of weeks, I guess. So just agree with me. I got a good report from God.
Amen. That's what I'm waiting to hear, Terry. See, we don't deny the facts. It's just them. Now, here's the rest of the story. Can you come up here? Can we anoint you with oil? Thank you, Jesus. Cecil, come stand with me, brother. Thank you, Jesus. Terry, today things is going to change.
Amen.
You got the Holy Ghost. He's just going to put on. He's going to set on you today.
Praise God.
I remember when they set on him, he came and he set him on the day of Pentecost. The Bible says he's the heaviness. The glory is like the heaviness of God. You might feel some heaviness. The Lord wants you to know it's going to be a good thing.
Glory is also.
Yes.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you right now.
Yes.
We speak against this bad report.
Yes.
And we're calling in on the Calvary right now. Jesus is the captain of the host.
Yes.
And he is our healer. He's Terry's healer. And Lord, Terry knows him as that
yes.
Jehovah Rapha.
Thank you.
And Lord, we're calling on
Thank
that name
Jesus.
Today, the name above every name. And Lord, when we anoint him right now, he's appointed to do your service down here on this earth without sickness and without disease in his body, because his body is a temple of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And in the name of Jesus, we command that sickness to leave right
yes,
now.
Lord.
We curse it right now in the name of Jesus. We call it null and void in Jesus' name. There's no power above the Most High God. So Satan, you get underneath Terry's feet right now in the name of of Jesus, and his confession will be the God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Jesus is God. He's Lord, and he's my healer.
Thank you.
And Father, we thank you, Lord, for that report, for that good report right now, Lord, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. He will not stand in defeat. I said he will not stand in defeat. He will not stand in defeat.
In
Jesus' name, we thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for that heaviness, for that glory that Terry will experience when he rises up and when he lays down, Lord. It's a covering. It's your glory.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
All of it, Lord. All of it today.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
No fear in Jesus' name.
I give it to you.
We cast out any doubts right now. Anything that would try to exalt it above the Word of God, we command it to fall. Any stronghold right now, we cast you down in Jesus' name. You spirit of doubt or fear, you have no authority in Terry's body. And we command you to get underneath his feet in Jesus' name.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, glory.
Thank you.
You got it, brother.
Yes.
You got it.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
All is well. That's what the prophet asked that woman, that Shunammite woman. After her son had died, he said, go ask her if everything's well. So, Terry, you're going to say, all is well. You tell God, all is well. Because you're drawing off of that well of salvation. That well of salvation is on the inside of you. You keep drawing upon those wells of living waters. Let it flow. Let that river flow. Amen. Let that river flow. You got to open up your mouth. Elaine, let that river flow. I wasn't feeling good, but I'm not going to say who I am. I'm healed in Jesus' name. I don't care what I feel, devil. I don't care what I feel. I'm healed, devil. And then he says, and he'll run in terror. Amen, he'll run in terror. Anybody else need prayer this morning? Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We lost. No, we didn't. Heaven gained another apostle this week. Apostle Frederick K. Price went on to be with the Lord about 2 days ago, either yesterday or the day before. He was a man of faith. He fought. He was 90 years old, and he had this testimony. He believed God. Faith. He was a faith preacher. He knew faith in the Word of God would get you what you needed, and it took him all the way to heaven. He ran his race and he finished his course. With joy he did. I said with joy. Pastor Jim Howard celebrated 84 years yesterday. Today, I think, was it yesterday or today? 2 days ago? The 12th. And he made a declaration at 84. It's on his webpage. I'm not going to try to say it. But it all had to do with four and more and what he's going to do. See, you got to set your goals high. Set them high. Because if you set them too low, you'll hit that low goal and you won't have another goal. You'll just be satisfied. Don't be satisfied. Be glorified. Amen. Jesus was glorified. Hallelujah. We'll stand. We'll be dismissed.